I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey,
you know it's Taz and
Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey, it's right. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Mike Attention B, hotline fans.
And Pete the Body across the way. AB with your updates. Two down, 1 hour left to play with. Sirius and XM 206, the app as well. Thank all of our affiliates all across the country, too. Coming up later on this hour, we've got our NFL picks. College picks are in the rearview mirror. If you didn't hear those, check out the podcast. Go to radio.com.
Yes.
And Apple Podcasts. Download those. Download that each and every day, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We come to you.
Yeah.
And you can take us wherever you might go.
A lot of people doing a good job at that, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Sorry.
And we thank everyone. No question about it. Thank everyone for doing that, Taz, because it's been wildly successful.
Absolutely. It's been, and we thank the audience for that, too. You know, a lot of downloads that you people, you're downloading. And you know what? Like we say a lot here, you know, we do 3 hours of programming every day. Our program is... You know, we're covering sports, giving you opinions. We're loose. We have fun. Sometimes they debate. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we sing on the air. Regardless, you can download all this every day. If you missed any of the Taz and Moose show, just like Moose said here, just go to radio.com, download it for free, or at the Apple Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. So
top of the third and final hour. Let's get to it, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Is this for that wrestling show? Bengals topple the Ravens and put league on notice with 2-0 start.
There you go.
You gotta give a shout out to Dukes. Celebrity.
Yeah,
there, yes.
Great Al Dukes.
Local radio star.
And he is the producer of Boomer and Geo in the mornings on WFAN in New York. And
I love him.
Has a very, very successful podcast as well.
How old do you know Al? You know him a long time, right?
Well, I've known him for like 10, 11 years.
I did a demo show many years ago.
Yeah.
And Al was producer. And that had to be about maybe 15 years ago.
There you go.
I met Al Dukes then.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He hasn't aged one bit.
No, he's not. Very, very good man. And very, very thin.
He's a skinny man.
Yes. And very talented. So, Bengals victorious. As we just talked to Dave Lapham about it, Bengals Radio Network wrapping up hour number two. Cincinnati last night with the 11-point victory over Baltimore. Jump out on top early, leading 21-0, 28-14 at the half. It's a 28-23 game, about 8-9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and then they go on a long 7-minute drive, cap it off with a field goal to make it a 31-23 lead at that stage, get the forced fumble recovery field goal late to make it an 11-point margin, and all is right in Cincinnati. As Lapham just told you, number of players 25 years of age or younger. You like them to win the NFC, the AFC North,
yeah.
And they're off to a very, very good start here. And the Baltimore Ravens, as much as they bludgeoned the Buffalo Bills, I think the takeaways are, Cincinnati's pretty good. Baltimore, some work to do. Offense is going to be better, and the Buffalo Bills stink.
Thanks, Moose.
Those are the three takeaways.
Hot takes by the Moose. It's always ends with the
Bills.
Give me
a little hot cheese.
Hot cheese. Remember that segment?
Yes,
that
went no doubt about it. No.
Hot cheese.
Listen, so this game...
Bills stink.
Hot cheese.
So after halftime, the Bengals, they kind of had trouble getting their offense and the chemistry, right? We saw that little getting in. That's why I was like, oh my God, am I going to be wrong on this AFC North thing with the Bengals? I believed it. I was a believer when it was 21-0 Bengals and Ravens were floundering. But then after halftime, the Bengals were having an issue getting in sync offensively. I was like, oh boy. And then Joe Mixon, the excellent talented running back, you know, for the Bengals, he's on the sideline for a good chunk of the third quarter with his knee all banged up. I'm like, oh my God. But you know what? End of the day, EOD, as we call it, end of day, the Bengals were able to close it out and get the victory.
Here is Marvin Lewis on his team's 2-0 start.
You know, we obviously got off to a fast start today, and, it was needed.
You know, we got to, I think the main thing today, took care of the football, didn't have a turnover in the game. We were able to force the early one on defense, get another one later on. It's helped seal the games, had some other balls go through our hands. But, you know, we're learning, sleep. We're growing. We got a long ways to go.
Well, he's usually an energized guy.
Well, no, not really.
Come on.
He's not. No, that's typical Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, you remember on Hard Knocks, he had some energy going, though? Players coach Jones?
Yeah, well, I think he's a player's coach.
No doubt.
That's typical Lewis. What do you want?
Back
coming
city,
in there like
talker?
He's laying down, like he's screaming and hollering at the media?
Hey, Herm Edwards.
A long week.
Sean Gruden style.
All yeah. Right. Here's
Buddy
Dalton on his team's success here to start the 2018 campaign.
I feel like the way Bill's calling it and what we're doing is has been great. And so, you know, the times that we are getting behind the chains and different things, it's our fault. And, you know, we feel like that there's a lot of potential for us, and we just got to go out and prove it every day.
Yeah, and he's talking about Lazor, the offensive coordinator. So Dalton is throwing the ball really well. The comeback opening week against Indianapolis, the lead early and hold on for victory last night, Taz. Cincinnati 2-0, and for the Ravens now, a 1-1 football team. John Harbaugh, what cost you last night?
Penalties really were they shouldn't happen. We're better than that. We got to go to work and look at that. And limit those kind of things because you can't give an offense, any offense in this league, let alone one with these kind of weapons, opportunities to get back on the field.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, they had some bad penalties, dopey penalties. I think they had a 5-yard.
Yeah.
Cincinnati one time had a third and long, yep. And it was a 5-yard defensive holding, I think, or illegal contact downfield that gave the Bengals an automatic first down when they were getting set to line up for a field goal, leading 14-0.
Right, right.
And ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive to lengthen out the lead 21-0.
And if you're a Ravens fan right now, you got to be wondering, well, what is my team? You know, we go and play the Bills. We blow the doors off from 47-3. Then we go to Cincy. I should say the Bills went to them, to Baltimore. Then we go to play the Cincy, and we look like garbage the first half, but then we came back a little bit, but not enough. So, anyway, what is your team right now? What is your team? You got next on the block is the Broncos for them, so we'll see.
Broncos, and then you got an interesting three-game stretch. Broncos, and then you got the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. So, you'll find out a little bit more and exactly what this squad is really all about. But not a great start to the game. You had to hang around, but it did get interesting late. Still, nonetheless, a Cincinnati win by 11, 34-23 in a Thursday night affair.
Number 2.
Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey admits he would hit his grandmother on the field.
Yeah,
suplexer.
That's it. That is Jalen Ramsey, and let's play the audio if you didn't hear it. Here he's basically telling you there's no friends on the field.
My brother, my dad, my mom, grandma was out there like, it's on. Like, after the game, we can be cool. It doesn't matter. That's how I feel like you got to respect the game of football. The football is not a game meant to be played, being nice to each other and all that, like kumbaya. But after the game's over with, that's cool.
Yeah, no friends on the field for Jalen Ramsey. And I get it. He's a competitor, and he just hammers the point home by basically saying, you know, dad, mom, grandma, doesn't matter. I want to beat you.
Yeah, it's it. And look, that's what you want to be. You want to have that kind of, you know, you're not surprised to have that kind of fire, that kind of attitude, that tough guy mentality for your defensive back, you know, one of the main leaders of your defense for that talented Jaguar squad. Look, I know he gets on the people's skin, man, but Jalen Ramsey, man, he's the gift that keeps on giving for the media. I promise you that.
Well, he is. You're exactly right. And how about as the Jaguars get set to entertain the New England Patriots this weekend, how about facing Rob Gronkowski, Jalen?
He good now. We ain't gonna get it twisted.
He good now.
But you saying this to me is supposed to like bring fear to me or something? Like, all right then. I don't fear no man. Period. So he gonna have to come out there and line up on me.
There you go. That's what you love. It's so refreshing. He sets the tone for the Jaguars. No fear of the New England Patriots. No fear of any other team. I think you need those tone setters for a team. I do. Maybe you don't necessarily have to be as outspoken as Ramsey is and grabbing the spotlight and creating his own brand, Taz. But you do need guys that are going to say what's going to dictate the style and tempo of our football team. And for the Jaguars, you look no further than number 20. You really don't, because I do think he's that guy that sets the vibe for Jaguars football.
Definitely does. He's an emotional leader. He's a physical leader. You know, he's the guy. I mean, he's the guy. And there's a boatload of guys on that team that can ball. We talked a lot about how talented the defensive line is and how impressive the defensive line is and the pressure they put. And Miles Jack at that linebacker spot, number 44, man, that guy is a machine. I love watching him play. He's a lot of fun to watch. This whole team is fun to watch defensively. Offensively, look, we don't know if Leonard Fournette, the excellent running back, we'll see what his situation is. I think it's a game-time decision with him. With Blake Bortles, look, you never know what you're going to get with him. He talk about a lightning rod. I mean, the guy, most people hating on him, but Blake just having fun out there, balling, doing his thing. So they're an exciting team to watch.
They are, and I think this weekend it's one of the games that highlights the weekend, which is Jaguars and Patriots down in Jacksonville. And I think it's an important statement game for Jacksonville early on in this NFL season. The Patriots, I think, could deal with a loss. I think the Jaguars coming off that AFC Championship game loss, I think they've circled this game for quite some time since the schedule's come out. They want their ounce of blood against New England, not literally, figuratively. They want to find a way to win this football game and get themselves to 2-0.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key. I mean, as we sit here talking about these games, Moose, not to sidetrack, I'm just so happy it's back. Football's back.
Yes, it is.
I really am. I mean, I love talking the NBA. I love talking college basketball. I love it. But God, football's football. I love football.
Number three.
A monster week two NFL schedule. Moose.
It is. It is a very, very good week three. Week two, I should say, in the NFL season. We mentioned the Jaguars and Patriots. I think you got to look at Vikings and Packers and Lambeau Field.
Intriguing one.
Giants and Cowboys, the Sunday night affair. Taz, as we ran around the league a little bit earlier on the show, I think you've got some really, really intriguing week two matchups.
Right. I think you do. I think, and it's just that the NFL just keeps on rolling. I mean, every week there'll be intriguing matchups, as we know. I think we're hitting on all the right ones that are jumping out. I mean, also, the other thing, I'm dying to see what's going to happen with Ryan Fitzpatrick. He was amazing week one for the Buccaneers, and now you got to deal with that Eagles. Talk about defense. You got to deal with that Eagles team. So now the Eagles go down to Tampa Bay, right? Both teams are 1-0. I mean, and it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, Fitzpatrick threw for over 400 yards this week with 4 TDs.
Well, and how about you go down to New Orleans? How about the Saints fresh off what Fitzpatrick did to them last week? They're 0-1, second straight home game. They welcome in the Cleveland Browns, who are 0-0-1 on the season.
Imagine they tie again.
Well, maybe. Yeah, that would be. I mean, that would be a statistical revelation if they did. People comparing Baker Mayfield, the backup quarterback for the Browns, to Drew Brees, and here is Brees, the Saints quarterback, talking about facing the revamped Browns.
When you only play them once every 4 years, a lot of things change. It's new staff, a lot of new players, and that kind of thing. But listen, bottom line is they're extremely talented, really on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. But as I sit there and look at their defense, got a lot of really talented players. Obviously, Greg Williams has a good scheme. So, we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, who else has got their work cut out for them this week? Atlanta Falcons. How about the Falcons home for Carolina taking on Cam Newton? Panthers 1-0, Falcons 0-1. The Falcons had to place two defensive players, including Deion Jones, talented linebacker on IR. Now, they are expecting Jones to return this year. But that's two hits to a an Atlanta Falcon defense that now takes on Newton. And here is Cam on taking on Atlanta.
Just their athleticism all around, the field, from the defensive line to the linebacker position, as well as, the secondary. Those guys are an extremely fast team, one of the fastest teams in the league collectively. When you see from sideline to sideline, you just got to get after it.
Yeah, you do, and it'll be interesting. That is a desperate Atlanta team, Taz.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. It's going to be a test. It's going to be a test there. When you get the Panthers coming to town, Cam is Cam. I mean, and McCaffrey, you never know with this kid. I mean, he only got 40, 45 yards last week. No, I'm sorry. He got about 60 yards, I'm reading out. 58 yards rushing. I'm wrong. I apologize. He got 45 yards McCaffrey reception. There you go. Take three.
Okay.
But thing is this. You never know what you're going to get, Moose, when you get those. If Cam is on, Falcons are in trouble. If Cam is on, anybody's in trouble. He's 6'5", 6'6". He can run amok. He can throw amok. You never know what you're dealing with. So, yeah, I mean, good luck to that banged-up Falcons defense.
Yeah, and we did touch upon it a little bit earlier, and how about the Sunday night affair between the Giants and the Cowboys? Two 0-1 teams, two teams desperate for a win here in 2018. A little trash talk from the Giants' talented safety Landon Collins saying, well, with the Cowboys' offense, stop Ezekiel Elliott, put the ball in the hands of Dak Prescott, the Cowboys' quarterback, who's facing a fair amount of criticism about his development now in year three as the Cowboys' signal caller. And here is Dak Prescott talking about that scrutiny.
Things I've been through in life. It's just part of it. You keep battling, keep your head forward, and usually if you do that with the right attitude and the right demeanor, things usually work your way. So that's what I'm doing.
You know, listen, and we'll get to our NFL picks. One of the two, I love the Giants this Sunday night against the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Giants. Yes. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I just think too many weapons from every aspect, from throwing the ball to running the ball, obviously with the kid running the ball from Penn State, Barkley, and Beckham, and Eli, when Eli's on, and there's a chance he could pick apart this Cowboys defense down there in the Big D. I think I'm with you on this one, buddy. I mean, what are the Giants laying three, I believe, right?
Three.
Yeah, yeah, and they're going on the road. So, interesting. Both teams 0-1.
Well, Giants are getting three.
Right. I'm looking at the gimmick on the front of my shirt.
No, I'm not saying anything.
No, I know.
I looked over. I was laying out. I thought you had a.
I can't talk numbers with you. I can't talk spreads with you, Moose. I didn't try that.
Oh, we just want everyone to be. Someone will call their bookie and be like, "Wait a second,
Taz said this morning that they're getting three.
Good point. Yeah.
They're like, wait a second.
Cowboys minus five. Minus three. I was joking. Minus five. Minus three.
Cowboys are. Giants are getting 12.
No, I'm joking.
Guys, get on the bookie.
Wait a minute. We got NFL picks coming up straight ahead,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, we do. Yeah.
We're looking to build upon a successful opening week. You and I both went 2-1. That's a winning week.
It's a winning week. Hopefully we can do the same, even though we're picking different games.
And we
got to go over that during the break, what games we're picking. You know, that's important.
Yeah, no doubt.
We didn't do that yesterday.
Last week we picked the same game.
We did.
We both picked the Ravens.
We can do that again today. I don't care.
Yeah,
that's fine by me. I'm good either way.
I picked the Ravens. You're like, you stole that game. Like, you can pick it.
With that game for me. No, I know. You're right.
I got to take the easy winner.
Yeah, no. You implied I'd do that with college football, which is a lot.
No. Wait, I imply it. I'm walking in the bathroom. Moose, you get the. I'm going to.
I'll take the Patriot League game.
Right. You get the top 25 matchups. I like something in the Sun Belt this week. I'm like, all right.
That was funny. Oh, my God.
NFL picks come your way next as we roll right along. It's Taz and the Moose at CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, football season is finally underway, and if you play fantasy football, the odds are you probably already hate your team and wish you could draft again. Well, on FanDuel, you can draft a new team every week. Check it out. Andy Dalton to A.J. Green last night. That's what I did, and I won big, baby. If you're not a fantasy expert, then FanDuel is clearly the place to play. FanDuel has something for everyone, and there are more ways to win than ever before. New users get a $20 bonus when they make their first deposit on FanDuel. Come play with me at FanDuel.com/CBS Sports.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Before we get to our Week 2 NFL picks, AB is in the house. Good morning, Andrew.
Guys, good morning again. This report is brought to you by Barbasol. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol's finally making razors. Well, that was a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with 6 ultra-thin blades. Save now at Barbasol.com. Andy Dalton and the Bengal offense had it going for the first half last night against the Ravens.
Dalton back to throw again, looking right. Now throws over the middle. Caught at the 10-yard line. Boyd breaks through a tackle and takes it into the end zone. Andy Dalton's fourth touchdown pass of the first half, and the Bengals have restored a 3-touchdown lead.
That's Dan Hoard and our new friend Dave Lapham on Bengals Radio. Dalton's first 3 TD passes went to A.J. Green.
That's crazy.
So Cincinnati led 28-7 late second quarter. But Thursday Night Football was a one-score game in the fourth. Dalton and company managing 2 field goals with a Joe Flacco fumble in between to finally win 34-23, the very same score by which they won in Indy on Sunday. Green, neither surprised nor carried away by the 2-0 start.
We never lacked any confidence in this room. So, like I said, man, we just got to keep pushing along, keep getting better each week. Just another game, just 2-0, so... You know, on to the next week.
The Ravens dropping to 1-1. Running back Alex Collins held to just 35 yards. But linebacker C.J. Mosley avoided a major injury, it seems, suffering just a bruised knee. The Seahawks are signing former Browns linebacker Michael Kendricks, the guy that recently pleaded guilty to federal insider trading charges. Kendricks not sentenced until January, so Seattle will get some tackles out of him in the meantime. However, the NFL could still punish Kendricks. The Dodgers now a game behind the Cardinals for the second NL wild card after a 9-7 win in St. Louis to start a four-game series. Manny Machado a homer and three RBI. The Cubs took their makeup game in Washington 4-3-10. Javi Baez a tie-breaking RBI bunt single. Chicago now a game and a half better than the Brewers atop the NL Central. Oakland's six-game winning streak ending in Baltimore 5-3. And Cleveland's magic number for winning the Central drops to 2 with Minnesota's 6-4 loss in Kansas City. And Celtics forward Gordon Hayward said yesterday he's basically 100% recovered from his nasty broken ankle. Hayward's been playing 5-on-5 with teammates ahead of training camp. Boys?
All right, thank you, AB.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy. Yes.
You ready?
He kind of was an abrupt end, buddy.
It was.
He just like cold end, walked out. Get ready for the next show. That's his thing. You know.
He is. There's a big meeting in the next studio over, so he's got to get himself prepared.
A meeting?
Yeah. They have meetings every day.
Oh, like a pre-production meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. Week 2 NFL picks.
It's great.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose and NFL picks. The
3
picks you need to know.
Oh, my God. That's exactly right. We gave you our college picks a little bit earlier on. Now we've got 3 NFL picks coming your way now.
We have a problem.
Why?
We never discuss what teams we're going to pick.
We don't have to discuss.
All right, well, I'm going to go first. I'm going to take this Vikings-Packers game. That's what I'm doing, my friend.
Okay.
We talked a lot about this. Well, talked a little bit about this earlier, I should say, about Aaron Rodgers. What's he going to be? Is he healthy? Is that knee good? What's the story for the Packers as they host the Minnesota Vikings and that nasty, nasty defense? What's going to happen in this dealio? I got to tell you, Moose, I like the visiting team here. I like the Packers in this game. The Vikings in this game. I feel the defense for the Vikes are just going to be too much, just way too much for Aaron Rodgers in that knee. I feel like that defensive backfield I mentioned earlier of Andrew Sandeo and Harrison Smith and Rhodes are going to be flying around in that defensive backfield. And linebacker-wise, good luck dealing with Barr and these guys, Kendricks. And I'm just telling you, I just feel like Packers are in trouble because Rodgers is definitely nowhere near 100%. So that's my deal. I'm taking the Vikings.
So Vikings pick number one. Pick number one for me, we're going to go out to the Bay Area. And I'm going to take the 49ers. I'm going to lay the 6 against the Lions. It's more of a pro 49er pick than is an anti-Detroit pick, even after what we all witnessed on Monday night and when the Lions got destroyed at home by the Jets. You look at that 49er team, they were right there with Minnesota on the road in a very, very difficult atmosphere to play. And Garoppolo did not play particularly well. You look at the ills of Detroit, aside from Ziggy Ansah, nobody on that defense really scares you all that much. Garoppolo, I think, is going to find his rhythm once again. And I'm going to take San Francisco, and I'm going to lay the 6. If it was over a touchdown, I might think otherwise about this game. I think they probably win the game by a touchdown, and I think the Lions will play considerably better. And as Taz and I discussed earlier in the week, I hate the idea of players leaking out that they don't like the work, and Patricia, what he did over the course of training camp. I mean, you're a professional athlete. Show a little pride. And you got thoroughly embarrassed. I mean, the idea that Matt Patricia had nothing to do with the idea of Matthew Stafford throwing 4 picks, having a complete poor understanding of how to read the Jets' defense. I think he'll play better. I think the Lions will play better. But I think the 49ers, who could have beat Minnesota last week, had every opportunity to do so. I think they're going to win their home opener. Give me San Francisco, lay the 6. That's pick number 1 for me.
All right, we're going pick number 2 for me. We're going to go down to Buccaneerville. We're going to go down to Tampa Bay, where the Bucs host the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's the deal. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Buccaneer quarterback. We talked about him, right? A good amount here. 417 yards, 4 touchdowns. was unbelievable last week. I think that comes to a screeching halt in this game. I think that Eagles defense, like I talked about earlier with the Vikings defense, they just ball hawks. They're nasty. They will come at any quarterback, any receiver, any running back, and just bring the wood heavily. So I really, and that front four, that front defensive line, I should say, of the Philadelphia Eagles, I just think it's going to be way too much for the O-line, for the Bucs, and Ryan Fitzpatrick to deal with, for sure. So I'm taking the Eagles in this game on the road to beat the Buccaneers.
All right. I was wrong. I like that pick. I was wrong week one about the Texans winning and winning the game outright up in Foxborough. I'm going to go back and pick once again against New England this week, and I'm going to take the Jaguars, and I'm going to lay the one at home against the New England Patriots. New England last week won a game. Houston had every opportunity to beat New England up at Foxborough. In the red zone, they were downright terrible. Now the Patriots go on the road, go down to Jacksonville, and take on a Jaguar team whose defense is absolutely nasty. Now, listen, I'm hoping that Bortles plays well. And I know Fournette is not healthy. But I think with Yeldon stepping in, as he did last week against the Giants, I think they can get enough of a ground game to alleviate the pressure on Bortles and put the game in his hands. And I think that Jaguar defense is going to wreak havoc on Brady and Gronkowski and Belichick and that Patriot offense. We talked about being a statement game. The Jaguars have circled this one for quite some time. They want a little bit of revenge, even though it's just going to be regular season revenge for that AFC championship game failure. Give me the Jaguars laying the one at home against New England. That's pick two.
All right, Moose. My third pick, we're going to go to Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. Eastern game. Browns travel. Cleveland Browns travel down to New Orleans Saints. Saints are -9 in this deal here. I got to tell you, I like the Saints. Are they going to beat them all by 9? I'm thinking out loud here. Yeah, they are. I like the Saints in this thing. I think Drew Brees. Look at last week. Drew Brees threw for almost 440 yards. He had 3 touchdowns. Tyrod Taylor, I think, still trying to get his sea legs under him. Juice Landry is a legit receiver. We know that. I don't think the Browns get their first official win in a long time yet because they were tied last week. I think they lose this game. They could take their 9 points. I'm taking the Saints to beat them more by 9. So Saints all the way in this one for me.
All right. I like that one, too. I think New Orleans bounces back. You can't see New Orleans winning, losing 2 straight home games. And I think they'll make this one a decisive victory. My third and final pick, I hinted upon it going into break. I didn't really hint. I told you. I like the Giants. And I'll take the 3 on the road Sunday night affair, 8:20 Eastern time start down in Dallas against the Cowboys. Giants +3 against Dallas. I look at a Giant team. I know their offensive line's terrible. Dallas's defense is not all that great. But you look at the Giants. Listen to this. Before 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Before we get to week 8 of the NFL regular season, Jaguars home at Dallas. At Texans, Saints home, at Carolina, Eagles home, at Atlanta, before Washington comes to MetLife Stadium. That is a daunting task for any NFL team. The first 7 weeks of the Giants' schedule is off the charts ridiculously difficult. Now, if they're going to find a way to keep their head above water and be relevant going into Week 8, Taz, against Washington, they got to win the game on Sunday night. They've got to find a way to win it. And I think the weaponry, Beckham, Saquon Barkley, Ingram, if he can hold on to it, Shepard, the offensive line, I think will be good enough. And the Cowboy offense doesn't scare me. And there's no Witten. There's no Dez Bryant. The weaponry for Dak Prescott is not all that good.
Right.
I agree with Landon Collins. Make Dak beat me. I want to stop Ezekiel Elliott. I think that's cutting the head off the snake. Give me the Giants +3. I think they win the game outright. That's my third and final pick.
All right, so there we have it. I mean, so...
So your 3 picks are?
Vikings. I got the Vikings over the Packers. And,
Saints.
I got the Saints, right, given 9, beating the Browns. Saints at home. And I also have, excuse me, the Eagles going on the road, beating the Bucs. The Bucs are getting 3. So You could take 3, 6, whatever. I say the Eagles are going to beat them on the road. Bucks, thanks for coming. You're doing the job.
I'm going to take the Jaguars laying 1 against the Pats. The Giants +3 against the Cowboys. And I'm going to take the 49ers laying 6 against the Lions. Are you confident with your picks?
I'm very confident. I could hardly see them. I had to go to the eye doctor yesterday. Get eyeglasses.
Good for you. You need them.
I've been using cheaters. I could drive fine. And I could say, I think whatever, I'm far-sighted or near-sighted, whatever the hell you call it. I could see what I'm driving.
Are you going to get contacts or glasses?
No, I don't put stuff in my eyes.
Okay, so you're going to get glasses. Nice. I'm going you old picked school. Them out already?
Yeah.
Oh, when are they going to be ready?
A couple
you have
weeks.
To wear them all the time?
One question at a time.
You
hit me with rapid-fire questions on this. I'm still a little disappointed in that I have to get the sign of weakness. I have one eye that's weaker than the other, they said. I used to use the cheaters to read. I need basically reading glasses. They're prescription reading glasses.
Oh, it's not bad, so you don't have to wear them all the time.
But the problem is I'm tough on glasses. I slam around, I throw them. So I buy the cheaters. I buy a pack of 100. I just throw them all over the house.
At Walgreens or CVS or your local pharmacy?
Yeah. So now I can't do that because now I'm going to have like real reading glasses that are expensive.
Good for you.
These are $340.
Good for you.
Ferragamo.
Need them.
You know him? You know Ferragamo? Not Vince. Not the quarterback who's been for the Rams.
Well, you've gotten up there in age. Your eyes are starting to fail you, so you need some glasses.
You're only several years behind me, Sonny. You'll see what happens.
Several years. That's true.
You'll see. Several like a decade. That's not long.
Well, it's long enough.
Dude, when I was 40, you're 40, right?
Long enough to deem you older.
Nah, it's all right. Hey, I went outside yesterday.
It's not a sign of weakness. You need eyeglasses.
I went outside yesterday and just walked. Walked about 3 miles, fast-paced walk.
Good.
Right through the neighborhood.
Like Olympic style?
Yeah. I pumped the arms. I used like the hand things, the sticks, like you're snow walking. What do you call that? The ski walking? These
no,
are cement.
Not familiar.
Regardless, I did a brisk walk in
the
neighborhood. Probably about 3 miles. And I thought of you. I'm like, there's
like
no
a
chance
cane you were
Moose
using?
Is like a cane. Yes, 2 canes in each hand, like to just keep my balance. And I walked very fast. And I was thinking of you. And I'm like, yeah, Moose is not doing this right now. That's what I was saying to myself. There's no way Moose is doing this right now.
No,
sweating at 6:30 p.m. walking, prepping for the Bengals game. Who they?
At 6:30. No, I think I was giving my kids baths.
I sent an email yesterday, replied all to the show email.
Yeah.
You won't see it probably for about 4 or 5 more days.
No, I saw it already.
By the time you get a chance to look at it, and I put a little hoodie at the end. And Mike and I had a little doubt. Are you, like, too fancy to reply to these emails? Like, what's your story?
What do I need to reply to? Mike sends out the email.
We had
a conversation earlier on. He's like, I don't expect anybody to reply to the emails.
I replied. Then Mike replied with a little wise guy comment. The best regards thing that you thought
was fun.
I think Mike's just static when nobody replies.
Yeah, but he puts a lot of work into show prepping. So either way is fine with me.
And I've told him I appreciate the work.
Mr. On the Fence, Mike Basinga. Mike, who replies more to the emails, me or Moose?
You do.
Thank you.
But that's not nothing to write home about.
If there's something you want to write back, I'm all for it, but it's not a...
I wrote some good stuff back yesterday.
Yeah, no, you did. It was
you
funny.
You wrote Hooday. You said, thanks for all your work. And Hooday. What exactly was that adding to the rundown?
Just a little. And I said, enjoy the games. I'm looking forward to seeing all you men in the morning. That's Wagga what I said.
Jones.
That's what
I do.
Pick up the energy.
That.
Pick up the pace for the love and friendship.
That.
What do you mean? I was disingenuous? Never.
Yes.
I definitely meant it.
The idea that...
Moose is too busy to reply to an email. He's very famous.
I didn't say that.
Your implications are there.
I did not. I implied nothing of the sort.
Not
I just
verbally,
had a conversation.
Your actions.
I implied nothing of the sort.
Your actions.
That is not true.
You're implying with
implied
actions.
Implied nothing of the sort. I told Biseglia, him and I had a conversation. He's like, listen, I don't expect anybody to reply to the emails. I said, fine. There you go. Set the tone.
I always reply. Not always.
If there's something I need to get off my mind about the rundown or a story, I've replied. Oftentimes, I don't.
Dude, like once.
No, more than once I've replied.
Come on, Moose.
I've replied more than once, but I don't reply all the time. That's fine. Yes, you reply every night.
And I always say best regards to everyone. Not every night. I don't reply every night. That's not true. Thank you, though, Moose. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You have a 20% reply rate.
20% reply rate?
Maybe one a week.
And I always give my my regards to everyone. I always do that. Always.
And they're the best.
It's like the third time I tried to prod the freaking board operator to hit best regards. But he won't. Like I said, That Mike replied with the best regards. That didn't happen.
Coming back, we've got the undercard. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
NFL scores, highlights, and more with Rich Ackerman and Eye on Football. Be listening Sunday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, time right now to Ask the Pros, and time to answer your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Tommy in Tulsa. Have you seen Mark Wahlberg's daily schedule? We'll get into that momentarily. Don't forget you could submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get it all guaranteed. Low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So I guess Wahlberg on Instagram goes through and posts workout videos and everything like that, what he's doing on a day-in, day-out basis. Listen to his daily routine. Wakes up at 2:30. Now, he lives out on the West Coast. Wakes up at 2:30 in the morning. 2:45 prayer. 3:15 a.m. breakfast. 3:45 to 5:15 a.m. working out. 5:30 a.m. post-workout meal. 6 a.m. shower. 7:30 a.m. golf. 8 a.m. snack, 9:30 cryo chamber recovery, 10:30 snack, 11 is family time, Taz, for a whole 2 hours. 1 o'clock lunch, 2 meetings, work, 3, pick up kids at school, 3:30 snack, 4, workout number 2, 5, shower, 5:30 dinner, family time, 7:30 bed.
And that's all, in my opinion, a load of malarkey. Okay, I don't believe the bulk of that.
He's waking up at 2:30. He's going to bed at 7:30 at night, and he's waking up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't believe any of that. I don't.
And beginning his day, and there's no nap. You're going from, you're doing 15, 2:30 to 7:30. That is, you're doing
how
17.
How long is family time?
You're doing, let's see, family time is 2 hours there and 4 hours a day.
Jeez, that's a lot of family time. My family would like move out.
Well, it's family time. Well, I should say this. 11 to 1 is family time, meetings, and work. So I wouldn't say that whole 2 hours there are all family time.
God, give me a break.
And 5:30 to 7:30 out west is dinner and family time.
When's the last time the guy was in a movie? Like 10 years ago?
What do you mean? He's in movies that fail all the time.
I don't watch his movies. I mean, and with that kind of a routine, you would think the guy looked like a pro bodybuilder, and he doesn't. He's got a good physique, but give me a break, bro. I don't buy any of that.
How much? The other
sick
thing
of this
is
guy.
6 o'clock shower, then he starts golf at 7:30, and then 9:30 is the cryo chamber recovery. What is he playing? 9 holes of golf?
Yeah.
No one finishes around in 2 hours.
No, he lives up in New England. They play a lot of mini golf.
He's out west. He's out west.
Oh, he moved?
Okay. Yes, he's out west.
I don't follow Mark Wahlberg's. Yeah, I remember when he was in New Kids on a Block. Remember? He was in that, right? His brother.
No, that's his brother. That's Donnie.
Donnie.
NKOTB. Mark Wahlberg.
Doesn't he own a steakhouse?
The rapper. No, burgers. Wahlburgers.
Oh, yeah. Actually, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
They're actually pretty good.
Yes,
they have a
meatless burger called the Incredible Burger. Very
really?
Good.
Is it really?
Very
like
good.
Like a veggie burger Jones?
Yep.
Yeah, because you're dead against meat.
My wife and I had it out in Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York this summer. Yeah.
Usually veggie burgers suck.
No.
But you're saying it's pretty good.
It's very good.
I got to try that. I don't normally eat the.
Red meat. It doesn't. No, I get it. And listen, the burgers are great. I've had the burgers as well, but not every one of the Wahlburger establishments has this incredible burger.
Huh.
And it's completely meatless, high in protein. It's very good. It's delicious. So, yeah, 2:30 to 7:30 every day. And if you want to follow him on Instagram, you could follow him and he'll show you him lifting weights.
Yeah, lifting weights with his. Smooth physique
with the two workout partners giving them lessons. Pump it, Mark.
Men.
Let's get to some of the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, the Angels reportedly want to give Mike Trout a lifetime deal. How much money would you give Mr. Trout?
If I were Trout, I'd pass.
Pass. I would pass for him, too. I mean, he's the man, but, geez, I don't know, dude. I mean, you got to go. I mean, lifetime. I mean, I can't blame him for this. He is Mike Trout.
How much would you give Mike Trout for a lifetime contract for the rest of his life or his rest of his playing career?
That's kind of a tough thing. I mean,
$600-700 million?
I mean, he's Mike Trout.
Lifetime deal?
Man, we'll have to get a lifetime deal.
If Mike Trout signed a 10-year contract right now and he was a free agent and he wanted to sign a 10-year deal, what would he get on average, $40 million a year? It would probably be a 10-year, $400 million contract. So that's where you'd begin. I mean, that's the kind of money you'd be talking about, $400
million. $400
million. Right. So because there have been debates, if you are Bryce Harper, who's going to hit free agency this offseason, or Manny Machado, do you take a short-term deal and try and cash in again? So they're like 24, 25 years of age. So you take a four-year deal at $160 million. But then I hit free agency again when I'm 29, when there's expected to be even more money. So I'll take the $40 million per year now, and then I could cash in again 4 years down the line. Or do you take the long-term deal?
I would go long-term deal, but I think I'd be in the minority with that. But I would go long-term deal. Next!
Want to give a shout-out.
Oh, boy.
Get to the individuals and Taz. It is I, the great Bawami, with redemption on my mind as I pick the New Orleans Saints -8.5
heavy
at home against the Cleveland Browns, as you must.
You should do some cardio, Bawami.
Well, Bawami, very clear, too. Usually it's a little bit muffled.
What the hell?
Very clear.
It was a little different.
He came out of breath. Yeah. It's great.
I think you got a new mic he bought on Amazon.
Got an upgrade.
Bawami. He got a better microphone.
Bawami got an upgrade.
And he's definitely going to do some cardio.
Yeah, got to work.
Gas.
Breathing very, very heavy.
Moose, you were mentioning a shout-out.
Yes. Want to give a shout-out to Lone Star Sports Radio, 920 AM in El Paso, Texas, a Grupo Radio Centro station, now available, LoneStarSports920AM.com.
That's awesome. Yeah, big shout-out to Lone Star Sports Radio, 920 AM for sure. Love El Paso. I've had the opportunity to rest there many times. Great town down there in the deeper heart of Texas there for sure. So that's awesome.
I've never visited El Paso. I've heard good things. Good food, right?
It's great food, amazing food. It's beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful town. I mean, it's amazing. It really is nice there. I love El Paso for sure. Been there a lot.
About
five times, I should say.
Lone Star Sports Radio, 920 AM. Check him out. Lone Star Sports Radio, 920 AM. .com. So
we rock and roll, man. We got some college football going on tonight. We got some football tomorrow. College football, obviously a whole bunch. I go deep into the evening, late evening. Watch my new I love the Sun Devils, as you know. Herm Edwards, I'm always waving his flag.
Oh, it's going to be a great weekend. There's
NFL,
no doubt.
NFL Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. And it would be remiss if Taz, we didn't. Everyone down south, North Carolina, South Carolina area, as Hurricane Florence, the eye has made land. And early reports of tremendous damage.
Horrible, horrible.
Well over 400,000 people without power. And certainly our thoughts and prayers here for the Taz and Moose Show. Everyone down in the
absolutely.
South Carolina. Anyone affected by Hurricane Florence.
Get out of there if you didn't already. Be safe.
Mikey B, great job. Pete the Body, fantastic. AB with the updates. Taz, have a great weekend. All right,
yes,
brother?
Yes, you too, Moose.
You guys,
thank you,
be
everyone.
Well. Chat with you on Monday. We out. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.